Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 30th, 2011, episode 239, sponsored today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good Friday morning to everybody if you're listening live, and if you're not, well, hello, and good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever time you're listening. Glenn, how are you? It's Friday. Yay. Are you going to be
it's
in control
Friday.
Today?
What? Am I going to be what?
In control today, because Fridays you're usually pretty hyperspastic.
Well, I've been kind of out of control all week, so I'm
just going to add to the collection. That's true. It'll just go right along with it. Hey, I got to ask you a question. Before
yes.
we get into Jennifer, we get into today's winning, I know we don't have a lot of time before our first guest, but have you ever had on one of your farms a gopher problem, and how did you deal with it?
A gun.
What?
That's how you deal with the gopher problem.
How do you see the gophers? I never see them. They're just underground. I mean,
you have to wait till first thing in the morning. You have to be there when the sun comes up with your little rifle in hand. And then when he pops his little head out, that's when you take care of business.
Oh, God. Okay. I could not do that way. But I have found. No, that's I couldn't do it because I couldn't blow their little cute little blind heads off. but what I
By
did
the way,
find.
I have another solution. I have another solution. We okay. have gophers that are out in this backfield behind our house. Well, used to. We used to have groundhogs back there. Not anymore, because the coyote that is in the neighborhood apparently has taken care of the problem. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Oh,
so
wow.
What I could do is catch the coyote and have him shipped out to you.
I don't think I'm going to add to the coyote population out here. I think we're good. We've got enough. And the coyotes have had plenty of chances. And maybe Jennifer, I can ask you this because you're a woman. I mean, you can't just walk up to something and shoot it. It's just not going to happen. So I have found a way to eliminate the gopher population on my farm. And Glenn, you're going to love it because this is Well, it's a kind of a man's way to do it. And I got this idea from, we had a pest control guy come out, and I said, hey, we've got all these gophers, what do I do? And he's like, oh, no, you don't want to pay me to do it, you can do it yourself. Two words, gopher gas.
Gopher gas?
Have you ever heard of gopher gas?
Well, the only, you know, the most effective way, I thought, did they try that on ground, or on, what was that movie?
Caddyshack?
What was that movie? Yeah, did they try that on Caddyshack? Explosives. Yeah.
And when I posted about this last time on our Facebook page, I asked for suggestions on how to deal with them because, you know, you cannot put poison out when it's in a horse pasture and you've got dogs and you got cats and, you know, because what happens is you put the poison in the hole and the gophers just shove it out. They're like, it's a foreign object and they push it out. And then, of course, your dogs and your horses are susceptible. So I found this one thing online that it's like, it blows up their hole where it injects some sort of gas and lights it. And it blows up the entire hole, which can be up to like 12 feet long, 20 feet long. it doesn't matter. So
this sounds
I was not
out of Caddyshack.
That did look like Caddyshack, but the gopher gas, my friend. So you sit down. Here's what you do. You sit down next to the hole and you've got this little stick. It looks like a stick of, like, dynamite or something. So it's a little stick, and it has a fuse, this little string thing that you put inside it. And you stick that in there, and then you go to the gopher hole, and you can use, like, you know, your screwdriver, and you go down, and you try to find, like, the entrance, because there's a big mound of dirt. And you find the entrance, and you dig down into it, and you figure out where exactly the entrance is, and then you light the fuse, and it's like a sparkler. It just starts going like crazy and it sparks flying, and you shove that down into the hole, okay? And then in about 10 seconds, the fuse is gone and it lights the whole little stick of dynamite looking thing. But it's not a stick of dynamite, it's a carbon monoxide smoke bomb. So then you shove that into the hole, and then you cover up the hole real quick with a big mound of dirt, and that carbon monoxide or whatever that crazy smoke is travels through the entire den and eliminates everything while it's still underground. You don't even have to look at them. That's like the greatest way ever. It's so fun. Chad, I'm like, honey, you need to go to Lowe's and get me some more gopher gas. I need more. I need more. He's like, you have a problem. I'm like, no.
He's like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. Like Bill Murray in Caddyshack. I sit down.
Oh, Bill Murray. Yeah, I'm sorry. Wrong one.
Yeah. Every morning after the show with my little gopher gas dynamite things and sit down and I'm like, come to mama. I am going to crush you today. And so far, there's less gopher holes every morning. And again, does the vegetarian, hippie, animal lover in me like to kill things? No. But when they go into my pasture and they dig these big holes every day and my horses could break a leg, then it becomes a little bit different. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to eat them after they've been gopher gassed. God, I can only imagine what's in there.
Oh, it's so fun, though. It is so fun. It's like lighting fireworks in the middle of the day. Yay! I'm like, come and get it. Like a murderous. I have changed as a person out there with these gophers. I'm not kidding you.
So, first of all, Jennifer, isn't it unusual? You're in the middle of a desert. Gophers do sand? Yeah,
they do. Well, we have grass at our place.
Oh, okay. So, I can't, yeah. Well, how do they get there? Do they travel across the desert to find a little patch of grass?
I don't know, Glenn. I don't make up these things. I just let you know what I'm doing to take care of them. I don't know how they got here. It's the good Lord put them here. I don't know.
You're taking them out. One stick of dynamite at a time.
Jamie, you were raised in Georgia. And all that has happened is you have discovered your inner redneck that has been suppressed all these years.
You're right. It is inner redneck. Wow.
Yeah, but it's only a little bit of inner redneck. If it was whole inner redneck, she'd be eating them after.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Yeah, that's not going to happen. but I'm just telling you that I've got an appointment at the end of the show, an appointment with destiny. I have a battle. It's not a battle. It's a war. And I am claiming my pastures back. I am having a war against these little buggers that drive underneath everything and they dig around the fence post. I've lost one fence post. There's holes all over my pasture, and I am not going to take it anymore. I am going to stand up against the gophers that have been plaguing my property for many years, and I will take it back. I will take back the ground. Do you understand?
I do.
Thank you. I'm done.
Jennifer, what's on today?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday, as evidenced in the past 7 minutes, we opened the show with an award-worthy performance by Jamie. So we will continue the trend. We will be getting a live update.
I wish I had patriotic music, you know? Yeah. I needed patriotic music behind that. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. We're getting an update on the performances happening right now at Dressage at Devon, a live report from Kat of Draper Therapy. And let the cheers and jeers begin, because Mandy Widrick will be here with all of the fantastic new improvements to Facebook. If she can put a positive spin on all that, she deserves an Oscar. And in the final act of this three-act comedy that we call Horses in the Morning, Really Bad Ads is back, so stay tuned for the funniest performances of the week.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Hey, there's a big announcement, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But first... I have like 1.5 daily winnies today. The first one is to apologize to Raven Ghost Wolf, because yesterday I think I alluded that Raven might have been a female when in fact Raven Ghost Wolf is a male. So I am sorry, Raven. I wanted to make that correction this morning. What that basically means is we have a new member of Man Nation here at Horses in the Morning. That's even more exciting. So welcome, Raven, to the Man Nation. We have more men listeners than any of our other shows. And then Kelly Utter posted that since you guys were talking about thoroughbreds today, she belongs to a group called Cantor Mid-Atlantic. Cantor does some great work. That's C-A-N-T-E-R in all capitals. And they'll be at Laurel Park Saturday for their annual OTTB demo during the Maryland Million. And the Maryland Million is a race that... was meant to be sort of like an East Coast breed race. It's a big race for them at Laurel Park. So I'm kind of neat. It's kind of neat that they get to do a demonstration there, and hopefully people will realize that the thoroughbreds really do need a place to go after they're done racing. So thank you to Kelly Utter for posting that.
My daily winning is going to be, it's a bit premature, Glenn. It's a bit premature because it has not happened yet. But I am going to send out, because I've been a little negative for the past couple days, I'm going to send out positive vibes. Positive, reaffirming vibes to the guy that is going to be bringing his tractor over to spread the sand in my arena. So far... He says he got it fixed, and he said he will be here bright and early this morning. Bright and early, well, it's 6 o'clock now, and he's still not here. So I don't know what bright and early is to him. However, I would like to just, I'm giving him my daily winnie, because I'm going to think positive and think to myself, the guy is going to come. Gary the Tractor Man will be here, and he will be here on time, and he will finish my arena today. It's only been a month, Glenn. I've had a big pile of sand in my driveway. I mean, we're not talking big pot. 100 tons of sand is in my side driveway and has been for over a week. And if he doesn't get his ass out here to use his tractor and spread that sand in my arena, I am going to get a shovel and I'm going to do it myself. And I'm going to die.
And you said to me this morning when we started the show, you said, are you going to be in control today? I should have been asking you that question.
I am on my third cup of coffee, and I never have more than one. So just deal with me.
All right, we're going to get to our guest here in a second, but we do have an announcement to make. We've been talking about War Horse all week, the movie that's coming out, and it was announced yesterday that War Horse's release date has been moved up. It will now be released on Christmas Day, not December the 28th. Part of that is because Steven Spielberg actually has two movies coming out in the Christmas season. The other one's about some dog thing. But this one is the more important one. War Horse will be out on Christmas Day. We expect you all to go see it on Christmas Day. Just saying.
You know, interesting. The reason they usually release movies on Wednesday is because they want the box office take to be huge for the weekend, and they want to win the weekend, so they'll release it on Wednesday. After a certain afternoon, I think, on Wednesday, they can count the days from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday as their weekend box office. It is almost unprecedented for a movie to be released on a Sunday, unless they're like, we don't care what happens with the box office numbers. We just want this movie to come out on Christmas Day. And Christmas Day is also a very, very, very popular, it's like the biggest movie day of the year. So what does that say about our American public? People spend time with their family. But, however, in this case, I will go see a movie on Christmas Day. I don't care.
I know. Me too. Me too. All right. Let's get to Kat here. And Kat is from Draper Therapies. I never say her last name because I can't say her last name. And she is at Dressage at Devon. And I saw a blog post or a Facebook post a couple days ago that she was heading there. So I thought we would get her on and find out what is going on at Dressage at Devon, and are you having a good time, Kat?
Well, absolutely I'm having a good time. Today is for the first time the sun is shining first thing in the morning, so we can't complain there because Dressage at Devon is known for their torrential downpours usually, but today it's absolutely beautiful. Yesterday was beautiful most of the day. We had a little bit of rain, but now everything seems to be shaping up for a great weekend, so very excited.
What? Now, was this your is this your first time going to Dressage at Devon?
I've come before, but just for the Grand Prix freestyle night. So I've actually not been here for the duration of the show, but there's actually a lot to do. There's a ton of vendors here. The Breach is pretty exciting to watch. I mean, I keep thinking that maybe next year we need to do an award for the best jump over the mums with the Breach show. So because there's been a lot of loose horses and things like that, but it has been really fun just to watch everybody going around. So,
wait, are you telling me that at a dressage show like Devon, that people still have loose horses running around everywhere?
Oh, absolutely. There's just some things you can't control, and some of them just being young horses. And if one starts to, you know, freak out a little bit, then you'll have others that freak out and follow suit. And there's just things, yeah. I haven't seen too many loose horses, but I think in the times that I've been around the big rings, there's been at least three loose horses that I've seen since Tuesday.
Oh,
so.
Okay, I would like to say then, because at my last horse trial, vendors I think notoriously are known for loose horses. I don't know why, but their horses are jacked up or crazy or something, and they always get out. And we shared the venue with a dressage show. So it was a dressage show going on at the same time as the eventing show. And there was one loose horse, and this woman says to me, or says, you know, out loud in general, she was wearing her top hat as she was riding by, you know. She's like, "You eventers and your loose horses." Well, honey, you get your butt over to Devon and you'll see loose horses too. Yay!
Yes, there you go. Now, exactly, they're not too bad, but I think, too, when the horses get here so early and then they're cooped up, usually the first day you don't see too many, but as the days go on and the horses aren't turned out and things like that, there's a higher likelihood. And, you know, I'd have to actually sit down and go over that, but I'm pretty sure it's higher, you know, as the week goes on with loose horses.
Don't backtrack. Don't backtrack. Own it. You said it. Own it.
Hey, Kat, what's going on there as far as entertainment? One of the neat things about Dressage at Devon, which, by the way, is outside of Philadelphia, and it's kind of a weird little venue, isn't it, because it's kind of in the middle of almost a city now. You know, it's the suburbs of Philly, and there's traffic everywhere. It's kind of a weird little venue, isn't it?
It is. I like it because it's very intimate, because it is smaller, but you still have a ton of top names that are coming in for the freestyle especially. But as far as entertainment-wise, like today I'm all decked out. It's Ladies' Hat Day, so that's always a fun day to come out and just see who's, you know, wearing what and things like that. And as the weekend goes on, it usually gets a lot more, you know, exciting and things like that that are going on. So, and I think they're doing they're going to have different events that are going on throughout the weekend as far as, I think there's a little dog show and things like that that they're going to be doing tomorrow as well.
Yeah, and they always had demonstrations. I remember we saw the Canadian Mounties do their thing there for the first time. I think we saw them there. You know, they always have demonstrations. I think our friend Guy is going to be there. I doing some demonstrations too, from what I saw in the program. Guy McLean.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
Well, cool. Now, have you done any shopping? That's the other thing that people go to Dressage of Devon for.
Absolutely. Well, I haven't shopped yet. I've been looking around, but, you know, there's always new stuff that's there. There's always really great stuff to be looking for, and it's kind of end of season, so you can find a lot of great sales as well. There's one woman in particular who's called the Mad Hatter. She has amazing, big, huge hats that are really, really fun. So even if you don't want to dress up for Ladies' Hat Day, great Halloween costume, too, if you really wanted. Or you can save up for next year for the steeplechases and things like that. Yeah, and then you just have all sorts of boots, custom boot manufacturers and saddles and bridles and the brow bands with bling. So there's a ton of fun stuff to look at. And even if you're not looking for horsey stuff, there's a ton of art here as well.
Well, good. And have the crowds been okay so far, or has it been a little light on the weekend here?
With the rain, it scared a lot of people off. I think as the days go on, it gets busier and busier. And today, I definitely see a lot more activity in the parking lots and in, you know, that are coming in. But it's still early, so I suspect that since it's a beautiful day, a lot of people will be here, especially this afternoon and this evening.
All right, we need a picture of you and your hat.
You
need to post a picture of you and your hat on Facebook or something today, so we can post that on our page, so everybody can see what Kat looks like in her hat.
Sounds good.
I want to see that,
good.
and we also want to know what exactly is the, you mentioned the dogs. What exactly is the horse show dog? You know, like, every discipline seems to have a different breed, be it Jack Russells, be it Corgis, be it, you know, whatever. What is the Dressage of Devon dog?
I think overall I've seen the most Jack Russells and Corgis at this show, but I also see, like, a lot of poodles, either toy poodles or full-size poodles.
Poodles.
So, I mean, typically horse dogs are going to be your Jack Russells and your Corgis anyways, but I've seen actually quite a bit of poodles that have been walking around or that the vendors own. So it's been kind of interesting seeing those around, but there's such a variety. I don't think I've seen, like, one breed dominating over any other here this week.
I really like poodle. I really like the big poodles. I'm not so much for the little poodles, but I like the big poodles, the full-size poodles. They're really cool dogs.
Interesting, though. I mean, this, it's just cyclical. I mean, you'll always have the staples of the Jack Russells, and the Corgis were a designer dog that kind of stuck, and now the poodle. Wow.
Well, Kat, thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us here this morning. Have a great time this weekend at Dressage at Devon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, it sounds like a prettier day here. It's kind of overcast and cloudy today, but it sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day at Dressage at Devon today. And if you're in the Philadelphia area, definitely go over and check it out. It's a fun show. I would say it's a little show, but it's not a little show. We've been there several times. Yep, it's a fun show. It's a very unique, very old venue, so it's got a lot of character. The shops are in all these little buildings around the arenas. It's just kind of a neat place. Definitely worth checking out.
And it's really small, unlike most horse show venues in America, where you have to trudge around for miles. The entire facility is maybe 10 acres. It is all crammed in. So you can, if you can find a high spot, you can see the whole thing from, like, your seat. But, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is neat. And you can get back to, you can watch the barns. You can see the barns really well. So you can see them getting the horses ready and all of that. That's nicer than some venues. Like, you go to the horse park, and a lot of times they have the barns so shut off you can't get to them. But there you can see the barns. It's really neat. It's really kind of a neat venue. And if you're anywhere near Georgetown, Kentucky tomorrow, you can come over and see Jennifer and I in the Georgetown Festival of the Horse Parade tomorrow night at 6 o'clock in Georgetown, Kentucky. We'll be there on a carriage with Wendy. Dr. Wendy Ying is going to be driving a unicorn hitch, which is two horses in front of the carriage and then one horse in the middle in front of them. And she keeps telling us that she's never done that before, so this will be an adventure.
That's so cool. I need to ask you a question about your driving radio show.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm a big-time listener. I can't even lie. I hear you enough. I don't need to listen to another show. However, I want to know, because she does live in Lexington, do you guys do your shows together, or again, do you not see your co-host and do it?
She is the only host that bothers to come over here to the studio, and we actually get to do it together. Jamie can't see fit to do that. And Helena or nobody else can't see fit to do that. But no, but Wendy comes over every week, and but the problem with that is, though, our 1 hour show that we record takes us about 5 hours because we end up talking and carrying on and having a good time. But it is fun to actually have your co-host right across from you. That is kind of nice. The only show I've ever done where I was able to do that. You were used to it. Well, you did a lot of your real radio from home in the later years, didn't you? You didn't go into the studio toward the end.
I went in the studio every morning, so I sat in with the whole morning show. But when in the afternoons, I would co-host a show from home. Yeah, and my co-host was in the studio and hitting all the buttons, and I would do it from home. Because I told them, I'm like, I am not commuting twice a day. If you're going to make me do a stupid radio show twice a day, I'm doing the second one in my pajamas. One out of the two is going to be in my pajamas. Dear God.
Well, and, you know, they have these video feeds of radio shows now, you know, where you see all the guys sitting around talking. I always thought that was a really dumb idea. They're just talking. There's nothing exciting going on in the studio.
Well, people always want to know what they look like, but people will always be disappointed when they see who the voice that they've listened to forever is. I mean, how many times have you gotten, wow, I thought you were going to be blank? And it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes. We post our picture. Everybody knows what we look like, but you don't want to see us recording. That would be boring. And I have had people say, why don't you do a video of you guys? And it's like, you're just going to see two people in their pajamas sitting around recording. It's not.
Yeah, I'm not videoing this. There's not a chance. I'll quit before you make me do this live with a camera. Because you'll notice how many times I have had to turn off my microphone, walk over to the doors next to me, and yell out, Zenyatta, shut up! You would see that.
Well, before we get to our next guest, I wanted to mention that the Belmont has a big race. We talked about Laurel Park. Well, Belmont this weekend has what they call their Super Saturday. And the thing that makes this year different about Super Saturday is several Horse of the Year candidates are going to be racing on Saturday. Stay Thirsty is going to be racing. Heaven to Grace is going to be racing. That's a filly. And then Kate Blanco is going to be racing also. So there's going to be a big day of racing over at the Belmont on Saturday. So if you get the racing channels, you want to tune in.
So Heaven to Grace, the filly who's just kicking everybody's butt right now. Also, Stay Thirsty, is this the same day that Uncle Mo's going to run?
I don't know. You're the Uncle Mo expert.
I need to go look at his Facebook page and see what's happening he will definitely post about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but so it's going to be a big day a big weekend for racing. Of course, you don't want to forget that November 4th and 5th is the Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs. It's over here our way again this year, and that's coming up on November 4th and 5th. So he is?
Everybody's
so really all of the
luck.
Horse of the Year candidates are running this weekend, it sounds like.
Is Shackleford running this weekend? I need to go read the Blood Horse. How do you have horse racing news before I do?
Well, you weren't keeping up. You were too busy trying to gas gophers. So I was trying to help you out here this morning.
All right,
let's do our ad there, Jamie, and then we'll get to our next guest.
All right. Well, I would like to thank Kentucky Performance Products for, of course, being today's sponsor. All horses have individual nutritional needs, and we know that meeting them can be challenging. It doesn't matter if you're a professional horseman or a weekend warrior. You want to provide the nutrition necessary for your horse to thrive. Kentucky Performance Products has the products to help your horse, and horses consuming limited grass due to a busy competition schedule or because of diet restrictions may not be getting enough natural vitamin E. Horses in rigorous training, seniors, broodmares, and stallions often require additional levels of vitamin E to meet their needs. Whether you need a supplement with natural vitamin E, use Elevate Maintenance Powder. Affordable, effective, and research-proven, Elevate Maintenance Powder's vitamin E is nature's most powerful antioxidant, protecting your horse on the cellular level. You can get Elevate Maintenance Powder and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. And then also, just on this whole vitamin E thing, yesterday they posted on their Facebook page how you can tell if it's what the product you're buying is natural vitamin E or synthetic vitamin E, and they put the way that it would name, the name would be spelled, and it was like ditobuferol, so and so, and then they spelled it out for you, and they spelled out the way that natural and then artificial is spelled, and it was really interesting. So you can take all of their Facebook tips. They come out every day with questions and answers, and it's just really, really educational. So join them on Facebook. That's Kentucky Performance Products, and I learn something new every day. So there you go. Just that's my 2 cents.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate Karen and all the gang over at Kentucky Performance Products for all the work they do. And speaking of work, there's nobody that works harder than our tech guru, Mandy Widrick of Charged Up Media and Horse Family Magazine. And she is our tech guru here on the show. And, of course, Facebook has been pissing a lot of people off. And with the changes that are going to come over the next couple of days, I would venture to say a lot more people. So we thought we'd get ahead of it a little bit and have Mandy come on and tell us what's going on Facebook. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing today?
Good. So, you know, this Facebook thing, a lot of people get upset. Nobody likes change. And
it's true.
Facebook seems to be the king of making changes that nobody likes. So I thought we'd get you on and just have you talk to us, because I know you're up to date on all this stuff. None of us, I don't think, have seen the new Facebook yet. And you have, and I think you have a screenshot that you're going to post on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page so that we all can get a look at it. What's going to be different? And, you know, tell us about it and tell us what make it sound good so we all like it.
Well, last week at the FA conference, which I didn't get a chance to watch, but I heard a lot of good things about it. They announced a lot of the changes that were coming out with Facebook. So I kind of tuned into some of that live stream, but that particular day when it was streaming online, I was in the middle of doing some other projects, so I didn't get to catch the whole thing. But they basically introduced all of these new changes to Facebook, and everybody kind of got an inside look at what was new. So the new thing is that Facebook is getting rid of the wall on the profile, and they're calling it the timeline now. And so they're making it a lot more interactive for people, and they're changing up the complete appearance of the personal profile. So if you thought Facebook changed a lot before, wait till you see the timeline, because this is completely different. I'm a fan, though. I really like it, and I'm going to go ahead and post a screenshot of what my profile looks like on the Horses in the Morning fan page. So I'm doing that right now as I talk.
Do you have the new one?
I do. There was actually a hack. I don't know if we can call it a hack, but there was a little secret to getting the profile early, and everybody was talking about it. I think it was on like TechCrunch, and it was on Mashable, and so it wasn't really a big secret because all of the tech websites were telling people how to do it. And basically what they had to do was go into the Facebook developers section and create like a fake application. And they had to go through the process of setting that up, and you could just put like any name in there and fill out the blanks, and it wasn't a real application, but you could do that. And as soon as you set that up, it switched you over to the new profile. So I got it early. I got it right away because I like to be ahead of the game a bit, because everyone comes to me when Facebook changes, and so I better keep up with the times.
Well, okay, hold on, because first of all, you're good, because I didn't even understand half of the things you just said, and better you than me, because I just about fell asleep at my computer listening to you describe what you had to do.
Yeah, well, Glenn messaged me yesterday on Facebook, and I said, you know what, Glenn, everybody's going to get switched over. It's actually scheduled to switch over today, so people are going to start getting this new Facebook profile today, and I said, you know, let's not even worry about telling people how to do this little hack, because most people probably aren't going to understand it anyways. So, you know what that means.
I have to listen to an entire afternoon of Jennifer whining about the new Facebook, because there's nobody that likes change less than Jennifer. So
that's right.
That to look forward to.
Well,
now,
there's a
and,
link
you know,
to
some
it.
People might ask why we're talking about this on a horse show, and it's because Facebook, really, for our show and for our network, is an integral part of how we get the word out, and it is true, you know, for everything now. So you go to Facebook. Look, Jenna, instead, Jamie just said, what was Uncle Mo running this weekend? She didn't go look for a news article. She went to his Facebook page. So that's what we use it all the time, and that's why we thought, you know, we need to keep on top of the Facebook changes. So what's going to change? What's going to be new? What are we all going to see this weekend? And why is it good?
Well, Glenn, I just posted a screenshot on your Facebook page, so if anyone wants to see what it looks like, it's on there. And I also included a link to the preview, so people can go in and watch the video that kind of explains what's coming out, and they actually show, like, a complete profile preview of what that's going to look like, because my screenshot only shows the upper part of my profile. But if people want to see what the whole thing's going to switch over to, just click that link with the picture that I just posted. So what they're doing
it
looks a lot different. Oh, really? Let's see.
Yeah.
You might want to check your hidden post just in case. Just in case it doesn't show up. I'm seeing it, but if it's not there.
Oh, you know what? It is under hidden posts. And to be honest, I've never looked at hidden posts before.
I didn't even know they existed myself until just a couple months ago. And people were telling me they were posting something in my wall, and I would look and I'd say it's not there. But then I realized that Facebook sometimes thinks that things are spam that are not. So for anyone with a fan page that runs a fan page, they should check their hidden post to see, you know, on occasion to see if they've got anything there that they need to unmark as spam. So that's a good little tip.
So I can unhide the post. I just did that. I just unhid the post. So now it's showing up on the page. Look at all those things under hidden posts.
I'm so sorry we never wrote these people back.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's our first lesson.
You know, it was the same for me when I found them. I was like, holy cow, look at all these posts that I didn't know were there. And I would get notified that somebody had posted on my wall, but then I would go and look, and I'd say, it's not there. I'd get, like, you know, email notifications.
I've done that 1,000 times.
See, you don't, Mandy, you don't have to go into the details and technicalities. Just stick with the basics with us, because we're excited about this. And, Sumiko, I apologize that we did not get to see a lot of your posts, because they're hidden. I'm going to unhide them, though. Carry on.
Cool.
Now, Mandy,
well,
I'm looking at this screenshot, and we're talking a whole different ballgame here.
Oh, yeah. It's completely different. It's not just a little update. You know, like before when Facebook came out with the five little featured photos on the top of the profile, that was a big deal. But this is completely different. So anybody that's been using Facebook for any period of time is going to look at this and go, whoa. So one of the new things to the profile, and there's a lot of stuff here, but I'll just go over the simple basics. You'll notice at the top there's a big photo now, and that's called a cover photo. So when you upgrade to the new profile, you're going to have the ability to feature a bigger photo there on the top, which is really cool, especially for people who like to market their business online. So, for example, Glenn, when you update your profile, you could put an image there for, for Horses in the Morning or for any kind of radio show that you've got. So you could feature it there.
I
and
could
you
put
could,
an
you know,
image there out. Of Jamie sticking her hand down a gopher hole trying to gas him out.
You could. But you can see I'm using it as a promotional tool for the Equine Business Summit that's coming up. And so I'm speaking at that. So it's an online thing, so I put that on there to promote that little thing, and so I'll switch that out once October 12th has came and gone, and I'll put something else there. And I don't know what that is going to be yet, but it could be anything. It could be something for Horse Family, something for media.
This takes up a good part of the top of the page. Do you have to have a big picture, or is that an option on your profile?
I have not yet seen any new profile without it, so as far as it being optional, I don't know. I uploaded a photo. I was so excited. I was just like, I'm going to upload something right now. And so I put a picture there. I think that it does prompt you for it. I just haven't seen any profiles that have been upgraded without a photo there.
That doesn't replace your profile picture, your traditional profile picture, then? You still have that?
Right. No, you do still have that, but it shrinks a bit. You can see in my in the screenshot that my photo is smaller there in the corner. So before I upgraded, you could see that whole picture, but now you have to click it to enlarge it to see the whole thing. And so it cropped out just the square part of the photo. So it does get a bit smaller, which I was a little disappointed about the size of the picture because I love profile pictures. But I think that the cover photo is really cool, and it's great for anyone who has a business that they want to promote. And I've seen graphic designers going crazy with that, using it as a promotional tool and putting really cool images there.
So the one question I have there, I have a side question. Who does your graphics? You have the best graphics on all of your Facebook pages.
I work with various people. The one that's on my cover photo right now, that was provided to me by the Equine Business Success Summit that's coming up. So they just sent that to me. So I put that there. But I've got a couple of different people who work on the ones for my personal profile. So if anybody needs one, hit me up.
you just put up a new one, the one in the green for one of your pages with you there in the green top. That's an excellent photo, by the way. That's an excellent
Thank
graphic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You did some great. I'm jealous. So now it looks like this homepage is going to have different blocks. It's going to have everything is going to be blocked out.
Yes. So if you look at anyone that's looking at the Facebook page right now, should click that link that I included with that photo. And if they bring that up, you can scroll through. And I don't know if that's what you're looking at right now, Glenn, but you can scroll through and see kind of what's coming. And it does show everything in different blocks now. So this is not called a wall. So now it's like somebody can come and write on your timeline. So they're getting rid of the wall as far as the personal profiles go. Facebook pages have not changed that much yet, but that's still kind of a different story. So we're waiting to see what happens with those. But everything is now made so that you can go back. And if you look at the top of my photo that I posted, you'll see that there's all of these dates on that screenshot. So if you look on the right-hand side on my photo, you'll see that it shows like August, July, and then you can go back in the years. So now I didn't have a Facebook page until like 2008, I believe it was. But if you added any kind of life events, it's called, you can go back and look at different things. Like if you've got siblings that are connected to you on Facebook, you can scroll back and see what year they were born if they're connected that way. It's very detailed, but it makes it a lot easier for you to go back and look at old posts is basically what I'm trying to say. So if you've got something you want to look at from 2008, you can now just click the 2008 button, go directly there. Whereas before, you'd have to really scroll back a long way. I mean, for me, I post several times a day. So if anyone wanted to find something from me from last week, they'd be forever scrolling down through my profile to find it. So that's a cool new feature.
Wow.
Let's see what else we've got going on here.
Jennifer, have an open mind. Jennifer's here on our little text chat complaining already. I just need to remind her to have an open mind. She might like it better eventually.
Well, you know what? I just noticed, Mandy, too, we had a listener asking about where the hidden posts are. Susan posted that, and I wrote, oh, well, look where it says underneath the wall, top left, under your profile picture. However, I don't think personal pages have the hidden posts, because mine doesn't. So I don't think regular people, I think it's just these fan pages and stuff, have hidden posts. So there you go.
Pages.
Okay.
Yep.
There you go, Susan.
Yep.
Carry on. Sorry.
No problem. Well, the other thing, if you look at the little boxes, there's a little option to feature something on your timeline. So if you want to make those boxes bigger, you can make a photo bigger, which is really cool. And that's something that I learned the other night when I looked at somebody else's profile, and I was like, how did they make that picture so big? So if you want to feature something on the full width of your timeline, you can just click this little star button on the profile, and I think you're going to have to look at, it's not going to show up on my screenshot, but if you look at the link, you can kind of see how that works. There's a little star on that preview, looking at that other link, there's a little star that you can click, and it says to feature it on the timeline, and that makes it big. In fact, on the preview, you can even click it and try it for yourself, which is cool. I just did that. So that's awesome. But it'll show you that it can be the full width of your profile. So you can also get rid of things before, like if there was something you didn't want on your wall, you can still get rid of it. You've got all of those options. I would encourage people just to double check like their privacy settings and whatnot when they update, because some of the settings I have found kind of switched a little bit. So I had to go back in and make sure that mine were set the way I wanted to. My profiles were all still, or my photos were all still private as set, but some of these, it is a little bit confusing at first, so I would just encourage people to double check it. I did that for everybody in my family too. I just went in and made sure everything was still the way it was supposed to be. You never know when something switches with Facebook.
That's true, because they very seldom tell you. You know, I think, you know, I don't know, I'm looking at all the different things it can do. I just hope they don't, you know, one of the, MySpace was terrific years ago when it first started, and then, you know, then it got all gunked up because they allowed people to do different things. I'm hoping that it never gets to that point, to be honest with you, because there can be too much on your page, too. I think one of the success, you can argue with me here, one of the success, reason that Facebook was such a success is because it was so simple.
True. It was really simple. And one thing I have noticed with the new new homepage, if you go back home and look at your feed, you'll find that there's a lot more in your newsfeed than used to be there. And that thing, the newsfeed has already changed for most people, so they'll be finding they're seeing a lot more in their newsfeed. And when they go back, I've particularly noticed that I see a lot of game apps now, and I see where people are getting tagged in like the top 10 friend photos, which I never used to see before. So I'm seeing a lot of stuff in my newsfeed that's completely irrelevant to me these days, so I'm having to kind of clean that up. And another one of the changes, and this would be a good time to mention that, is that people can now subscribe to people on Facebook. So if I don't want to be your friend, you know, Glenn, if I don't want to be your friend on Facebook, I could go to your profile, and if you had enabled subscriptions, then I could subscribe to your public post instead of requesting to be your friend on Facebook. So that's a cool feature, too, for people who want to use Facebook as, a networking tool and using that for business promotional purposes.
So, in other words, to translate that, you can stalk me without me knowing it?
Well, you would know. You would know. But, for example, if we were to type in, let me go to my
profile. I don't want Jamie stalking me. I'll tell you that right now. I don't want her stalking me.
Not a problem.
Yeah, it would only be public posts. So if you type in like Pete Cashmore, he's the founder of Mashable, and if you look at his profile, you can bring up his personal profile, and you can see that he's got a lot of friends on there, and there's an option to, and you guys should be able to see this. See, I'm already upgraded to the new Facebook, but if you guys pull up his profile, you should see a button to subscribe to him, and that means that you can subscribe to all of his public updates that he puts out, and they'll show up in your newsfeed, but you guys don't even have to be friends. So I'm not friends with Pete Cashmore, but I'm subscribed to his updates, so I see anything that he puts out publicly. And
Wait. So now I got to ask, can you, like, say Pete was like, oh, my God, I do not want Mandy seeing what I post. So can he to block you still?
Yep, you can still block people, but you also don't have to have the subscription option turned on either. So that's a personal preference.
And now, with the new post, you can determine who sees it, too, right? There's much more control. I can say I only want people in my friends group, or I only want people that are friends to see it. I don't want it public so that my subscriber stalkers can see it.
Yes, you can do that. Okay. I currently don't have any public posts. I'm going to enable the subscriptions again, but I'm gonna work on what I want to put out publicly. And it's interesting because some people have said that with a personal profile going public like this, so you can now subscribe to them, you know, what's the point in having a fan page for a public figure? I mean, I have a fan page for myself, so if people look up my name, they find my personal profile and they find my fan page. But with public updates, you know, what's the difference? And so fan pages are still going to have extra perks and features, a lot of things with, like, applications and that kind of thing. I don't want to get too detailed, but just because it's a lot of tech stuff to go over. But Facebook's definitely made a lot of big changes, and it'll be interesting to see what happens to to fan pages, and I don't think they're going anywhere, but I think that they're definitely going to have to update them a bit after coming out with something like this for personal profiles. You know, fan pages look kind of boring now. So
I got to tell you, though, I hope they keep fan pages, because especially for this show, Jamie and Jennifer now, and all of our fans, I mean, this is an active part of our show. You know, we talk about, we post everything on Facebook. People find the links there, you know, more so than our website. You know, I doubt that very few people ever go to our website. They just go to our fan page on Facebook because they know that we posted everything there. So I hope they don't
Definitely.
Go away.
Yeah, I don't think they're going anywhere. From everything that I've been reading and hearing around the web, I don't believe they're going anywhere, but I do think that they're going to make a few changes. For example, last night I logged into mine, and this was when I updated to my new graphic, actually, and I went onto my Mandy Woodrick fan page, and there was a little notice at the top that said they were getting rid of discussions. So the discussions tab on the sidebar, some people might be familiar with those, others may not be, because they aren't something that's used a whole lot. But Facebook is getting rid of that application, so there will no longer be the discussions application on the sidebar. Personally, I don't know about you guys, but I never use the discussions tab because
no,
nobody
we don't either. No,
yeah,
ours is empty. I just looked. Nobody's had a discussion on ours. Now, we use notes a good bit because that's where we put the recipes from Reese when she comes on and does recipes for us. So we do use notes, but we don't use discussions.
Yeah, I don't know if notes are sticking around. Somebody said that they were not, but I haven't confirmed that. So I hope they keep notes as well, because I use those too. So hoping that sticks around. But the discussions tab, yeah, I never used that. So it wasn't a big deal when I found out they were getting rid of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to cry. Mandy, question. I feel, in my own personal little heart here, that the reason MySpace really went downhill and the reason I didn't use it anymore was because it became a little bit of the MySpace meme market, where you could search for people within a certain mile radius of your home, you know, like your zip codes. So you could do the 10-mile search of people around you, and then, you know, all the faces would pop up, and you could look through them and go, he's cute, she's cute, you know, I'm going to friend that person, I'm going to friend that person. And then it became a little bit of a meat market. Now, I don't believe that Facebook has any options like that, and will they be getting something like that? Because that would really ruin it for me.
As far as defining people that were close to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I haven't heard anything about them doing that. So I don't know that they will or they won't. I can't say for sure because I have no idea. But I haven't seen anything quite like that. If they did, it would. I'm not even sure that it would serve them much purpose if they did something like that. If I want to find somebody locally, usually what I end up doing is I can go in and Facebook will generate friend suggestions, and you can, like, on the sidebar, you know, when it says, you know, do you know so and so, add them as a friend, and then you can put the more suggested friends. And I know that I can limit that option to different areas if I want. So there's like little check boxes, so I can say I want to find somebody. Like, I'm from the Watertown, New York area. So I can click a checkbox and it'll suggest friends in just that area. So they kind of have something that's kind of along those lines already, but it's not quite like what MySpace had, and it's not really used for that, you know, for that purpose, like you were talking about. But
good.
So I don't think that they're going to do too much with that. But it's hard to say. I mean, I certainly didn't know that they were coming out with this huge change in the past week. And I can tell you what, I spent a lot of late nights trying to learn it all very fast. So
yeah.
they don't really give us much of a warning when stuff is going to change.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you being on here, Mandy. Right, one other question for you. It looks like Google Plus hasn't really taken off the way they'd hoped it would. Am I correct about that?
I think so. There's some people who swear by it, but I can tell you what, personally, I haven't used it a whole lot. It's cool for Google Hangouts, and I've used it a few times for that purpose. But I've read from a lot of people in my circle anyways that tried it out, and they just haven't been active on it anymore. So I definitely haven't seen a lot of horse people too active over on Google Plus anyhow.
Okay.
So.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you very much, Mandy. We appreciate it. And when we all get it next week, we might be calling you back and going, okay, how do I do this and how do I do that? So I'm just warning you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, give out your websites for everybody.
All right. If people want to check out my websites, they can go to mandywoodrick.com. That's Mandy with two E's. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter, of course. I posted to your fan page this morning. So if anyone wants an easy way to hook up with me, just go to the Horses in the Morning fan page, and I've been posting over there. So we can connect if you've got any questions.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Mandy.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, just to confuse your day and make your weekend. And your mom's calling you out, Jennifer. She wrote on our page, you must be listening this morning, hi, Pat. She said, change is inevitable, growth is optional. Ooh. Smack you on the fingers. Smack you on the fingers, Jennifer. And for everybody that is on the Facebook page, hit refresh. I just posted, Kat did what she said, and she sent us the picture of her in her fancy hat at Devon. At Dressage at Devon, so I got a picture of her up there. She's looking dapper today, looking cool. She looks good. I love that hat.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
She's fabulous. She looks good in, you know, anything. So she makes the hat look good, obviously. So, Glenn, remember that video I sent you yesterday about Boomer? Can you post that on our page right now?
I can do that. Why don't we do that while we're doing the song? So that'll give me a minute here.
Exactly, because I wanted to update. I talked about the gopher problem, and Tamiko says that I need to get a troop of terriers to take care of the mole/gopher problem. And, Tamiko, I would like to give you the example of, please, I do not need another dog, the example of my dog trying to help me with the gopher problem. And I sent the video to Glenn. He's going to post it. So we'll get that up during the song, but I've got to do a commercial before we do that. Just want to let everybody know about Pocket Stable. How do you keep track of all your horses' information, like farrier visits and shots? If you have a box full of receipts, maybe you have post-it notes, or maybe you don't keep track at all and you just guess. Well, the solution to the problem is right there on your iPhone, and it's called Pocket Stable. It keeps all of your horses' information in one easy-to-get-to place, including vaccines, wormings, farrier, dentist visits, even the weight of your horse. It can track that. So you can find Pocket Stable in an app store or on your iPhone and visit them at pocketstable.com. Now, I'm very excited to hear this song. I haven't heard it yet. Glenn uploaded it. And this is Templeton Thompson covering a James Taylor song. Okay, I love Templeton Thompson and I love James Taylor. So this is just going to be good. And the song is called Sweet Baby James.
There's a young cowboy who lives on the range. His horse and his cattle are his only companions. He works in the saddle and he sleeps in the canyon, waiting for summer, his pastures to change. And as the moon rises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer. He closes his eyes as the doggies retire. He sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight lady, rock goodbye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock goodbye, sweet baby Jane. Well, the 1st of December is covered with snow, and so was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. All the Berkshire seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting, with 10 miles behind me, 10 million more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep. Singing works just fine for me. So good night, you moonlight lady. Rock goodbye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams? And rock goodbye, sweet baby Jane.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I thought
that
you'd
was
like
Templeton
that.
Templeton Thompson doing Sweet Baby James, James Taylor's song. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And, Glenn, the Eventing Radio show this week is going to be awesome. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, the Eventing Radio show this week has, you remember yesterday, we talked about we talked with the Chronicle, and they had a blogger by the name of Sinead Halpin. And Sinead is an eventer. Well, she was the co-host this week on the Eventing Radio show, so you get to hear Sinead over there. And she's joined by Doug Payne, and they discuss a listener's question, and it was about falling, actually, about the falling off your horse. So you hear Sinead and Doug talking about falling and the implications of that. It was a great conversation. And then Paul White was on also to talk about eventingworldwide.com, a new website out there for the eventing world. And Jose was on to share his it's Jose DiEcano? I think that's it. DiEcano, do you remember you talked last week about a new cross-country iPhone app? You were so
yes.
excited that it came out? Well, this is the guy who started it. And he was on to talk about his cross-country iPhone app. And
awesome.
Yeah, and I told Chris about it after I learned about it from you. So you heard it first here on Horses in the Morning. So you can hear all of that in episode 161. You can go to horseradionetwork.com and find the latest of all the shows. The Dressage Show is out for this week. Jumping Show's out. Stable Scoop Show's out. Everything is out for this week. So you can look for it there. And our video.
did you get the video of Boomer yet?
Yeah, it's up there. Yep, I posted it.
Okay.
It's,
so there
it's
you go.
Facebook.
That is my very helpful dog, yes, helping me with the gophers. And here's what happens is I sit down and I go to, you know, you have to dig into the gopher hole and find the little tunnel, and then you light the firecracker and you stick it down. There's the smoke bomb. And you stick it down in there and then you cover it up. So as I'm digging for the hole, the gopher thing, the hole, Boomer is standing right there, and he's getting more and more excited. So then I'm like, Boomer, go get it. Get the gopher. And he smells one, and he just digs it like crazy. However, I was not thinking ahead, because after we finally made our way into the tunnel, and I lit the smoke bomb, and I put it down in there, and then you cover up the hole, then I got up, and I moved on to the next one. Boomer did not move on. Boomer then proceeded to dig the hole back up with the smoke coming out of it and ruined the whole thing. I had to grab him because I didn't want him sucking up a bunch of poisonous gas. So I tackle him. We roll over to the side. There's smoke coming out of a hole in the ground, completely wasted that smoke bomb, and now my dog has learned to dig up all the holes. So this was when I still thought it was cute, is when I videoed it.
I hope. That one of your neighbors is videotaping you out there every morning without you knowing it. I just hope so.
Well, they would have videoed me falling off the gator backwards into the arena the other day. I injure myself on a daily basis here. I didn't tell you about falling off the gator backwards. But that was fun. And it was right by the road. So there's like four people that drove by that saw me actually fall off into the arena. It was a shorter fall from the horse, though, so I'm okay.
All right, well, keep us up to date on the gopher wars that are going on there in Arizona. Something else that's apparently going on in Arizona, Kelly Utter said, is she wanted to let you know that if you get bored with Thoroughbred Connect, the website we talked about yesterday, they now have an Arizona chapter of Cantor. So
oh,
there you go.
Oh, that's
right, that's what she said.
That's not good. That's not good for anybody.
Might be good for the thoroughbreds. Not so good for Jamie. He's going to be adopting 12 more. All right, so let's get to it's that time of the week, everybody.
Pay attention.
Yes.
This week's really bad ads. We have a great prize for the winner today, and we had so many terrific ads. I guess we haven't done it in a couple of weeks, and they all piled up, and we have some great ones. But this week's really bad ad winner receives the $80 champion, the book by Elizabeth Letts about Snowman, the horse that inspired a nation. We've been talking about it all week. You can, by the way, you can buy that book on Amazon. Just look up the $80 champion, and you'll find it. If you've not read that book yet, get it, read it. It's worth a read. But there's one person today that will not have to buy it. And we thank the PR people and the publishers for providing us with some books to give away here. So we appreciate that as well. All right, Jamie, you want to explain Really Bad Ads for all the new listeners?
Really Bad Ads is our favorite segment of the week. That's why we do it at the end of the show on Friday. This is the time when people who are, you know, they want to sell something. And so they place an ad online. But then you read the ad and you're like, are you even trying to sell this thing? This is ridiculous. It can be bad spelling. It can be bad photos. It can be just a ridiculous thing like this first one. Here is the perfect example. I found this, and sadly, this is just down the road from me. And this is somebody, you know, you try to avoid these people at all costs, people with timeshares. This person has a timeshare.
You can send the nasty emails to Jamie at
WorkCityMinute.com. Go right ahead. I'm not the one who's got to spend a weekend in Jamaica sitting through a presentation. Okay. I have a timeshare at Cibola Vista Resort in Peoria. Okay, Peoria is like a small town just north of me, and there's really nothing that would be worth buying a timeshare resort in Peoria, Arizona. Okay, Peoria, Arizona. Have you ever heard of it, Glenn?
No, never heard of it.
Exactly, and there's a reason. It's like you know, there's a mini mall, and it's crammed next to another mini mall.
A timeshare resort.
They have a timeshare resort, and this person, so here's the ad. I have a timeshare resort at Cibola Vista Resort in Peoria that I would like to trade for a horse trailer. I am looking for a 2 or 3 horse bumper pull. I have the deed on the timeshare, and it is set up for use every year. You can stay at any resort that's available for 7 days for only $360 for the whole week. I have taken on animals, and in my family, we have not used this timeshare in a few years. Maintenance fees are around $550 a year. Give me a call if interested, David. David, where's the bargain on this? I'm going to trade you a horse trailer, but here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to spend $550 a year on a resort in Peoria, Arizona, and then you get to spend a whole week there for only $360. So at this point, you're already at $910 just to grant you the use of this timeshare for 1 week. That's $910 a week.
Sometimes there's taxes every year, too. Sometimes they're built into the maintenance fees, and sometimes they're not. So that would...
You get it for 1 week every year, right? Okay, so that's $910 a year for the week. That's really no bargain. Well, I can go somewhere cooler than Peoria for
a grand. We rented that whole big cabin, beautiful cabin in Pigeon Forge for $800 for the whole week. So you're right. Not much of a bargain.
Believe it or not,
hey,
this has been posted more than once on Craigslist. It kind of gets reposted every day.
Yeah, well, there's a reason. So Jennifer has one that is a bargain. And Jennifer found this one here in Kentucky. This is in Owingsville, Kentucky. Case Backhoe sale or trade. So it's a Case backhoe, a 1975 Case Construction King two-wheel drive backhoe. Rund, R-U-N-D, but need head gasket. Now, for those that don't know, the head gasket is the thing in the motor, and without a working one, you have no working motor. Decent old backhoe for farm use. Has normal wear and drip. And the brakes are poor, but digs good and has a strong diesel motor. Now, the diesel motor needs a head gasket, the part that makes it work. But it's strong, and the brakes are poor, which means you're not going to be digging a hill on a hole, you're not going to be digging a hole on a hill, because you'll find your backhoe at the bottom of the hill. You will have to haul it, because he has no way to do that either. So this is $2,300. The engine's shot. It's a 1975. It has no brakes, but it has normal wear and drips. I like that one, drips. So if you would like that gem of a backhoe, you can find that in Kentucky. Thanks, Jennifer. Hey, there's one other one, too. This was by Angela Thomas, who submitted this one. You know how sometimes the ads go on and on and on, and you just go and get to the point, I don't want to read all this. And then sometimes there's ads like this. A 1998 Silverado three-horse trailer, $4,500. And you open it up and look at the ad, and this is the description. Loaded, !!
See, this is the epitome of really bad ads. Do you not know that you're trying to sell something? You're not doing a good job.
Well, there could, you know what, though? It might mean that it's coming loaded with horses. Maybe that's what it means.
There you go. Three free horses. That's a really good deal. You don't even get to pick them. We're just going to load them up for you. Come get the trailer.
Yep.
maybe they'll load it with this next animal that's for sale. This comes from Don Bailey. And, Don, I'm very seriously considering buying, because this is exactly what I need. Zeus is for sale. Zeus is a three-year-old zebra stallion that was part of our petting zoo. It's in Redmond, Oregon. We are going in a different direction now and want to find him a really good home. He likes people and is very friendly and doesn't act studly at all. He's about 12 hands. Included in his price is Bella, a six-year-old miniature Mediterranean donkey that he has been with since he was 2 days old. They must go together. Please call if interested. Thanks for looking.
Two for the price of one.
Who buys a zebra stallion? We're going to have to call Norco, California. There's a zebra for sale.
12 hands. That's a teeny one, too.
That's a teeny zebra. I bet he's adorable.
And a mini donkey. Can I buy the mini donkey without the zebra? Some of the mini donkeys are really cute.
I'll take the zebra.
I'll buy that without the zebra. Okay. You take the zebra, I'll take the donkey. We can put that in the backyard. Okay. Glory would love to play with a donkey. All right, so the next one is our picture of the week, and this was submitted by Brenda Dunn. Thank you, Brenda. It's one of those, you know what those coverall arenas are? They're kind of like a structure, and then they have cloth over the top. There's a lot of people that have those for their indoors and things like that. Well, this is a coverall shed, so to speak. You could use it for hay storage or vehicle storage, it says. But the problem with this fabric coverall is that there's no cover. And it says the frame is in good condition with a garage door on one end. Well, you don't need the garage door because there's no cover. You can walk right in the side. So the other problem with this, the frame is in good condition, is it seems to be leaning at about 20 degrees. So your coverall arena, my guess is that a very wicked windstorm demolished this one. Don't you think there, Jamie? Jennifer composed this picture.
Well, post the picture, because I'm looking at what's on the ground around the coverall arena. Obviously, there's clearly a broken something, and there is what seems to be tarps everywhere. I don't know if this is the former cover.
I think the tarps are the cover.
Wow, and they're covered by wooden pallets, like old rusty nailed wooden pallets that are laying all around. So what looks like was there was a giant tornado, swept through, destroyed this whole thing, and now they just want to get rid of it.
Yeah, exactly. Take it away, please. Dawn Bailey found this one. I always get the poop ones. Have you noticed a theme in this week's shows? It's all been about a bathroom and bodily functions. We seem to have hit that every day this week. This one says, from Dawn Bailey, thank you, Dawn. It says, found horse poop from Best Of. I guess it's been from the Best Of. They have a Best Of section in Craigslist. Hi, if you or your horse lost, in quotes, a very large pile of horse poop, I found it. It's right where you lost it, in front of the OMS. I don't know what that is. On the East Bank Esplanade. Feel free to come and collect it at any time. I'm sure it will stay in the middle of the path until you get a chance to reclaim it.
You know what? That's a non-horse person who wrote that, clearly, because
yes.
We would not think a pile of poop was that big a deal, and apparently they think it's just the worst thing ever.
Inconsiderate horse people. I feel the same way about the people who walk their dogs and let them poop in our yard. So I feel the same way about them.
Okay.
I need to write a Craigslist ad.
The next one was sent by Biz Stam. It's Western Saddle Cleaning. I'm looking for someone in or around Oregon City to do this. I want it to be cleaned and oiled very well. I do not want a half-ass job. I will not pay you until you are done, and I have seen it, and I'm happy with it. I will pay you $40. I'm not being rude at all. I just know what I want, and I have lost other horse tack. What is why I am being this way? I'm sorry if you do not like it, then do not email me. Thank you.
My guess is that this particular person did not get a lot of emails.
Probably not. And then the reason you've lost other horse tack is because you're giving somebody your saddle off Craigslist and saying, clean it and then return it to me and I'll give you a whopping $40. However, the saddle's probably worth at least $1,000, and then what's the point? Good luck.
I do not want a half-assed job. You know you're not going to get paid because no matter how well you clean this saddle, they're not going to like it. We've all had bosses like this, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right, Kid Safe Riding Appaloosa Stallion, $400. And this was sent in by Rappaloosa. And Smokey is back up for adoption, and some of you may have seen him up for $150. And you are wondering why he is now at $400. This past week, we had a physical done on him. A health certificate was also sent to us. We got his Coggins pulled. We got all of his shots updated. And at the end of the month, he has an appointment to get his teeth floated. I am sorry to the others who are interested in Smokey at $150, but I feel that a kid-safe Appaloosa stallion that is up to date on everything for only $400 is more than fair.
Okay.
So for all those people who wanted them at $150, you're screwed. I think it's false advertising, actually.
I'm not even bothered. First of all, the fact that they price them at $150 is ridiculous. Then they go up $400 because they got them vaccinated. Fine, whatever. The fact that you write this sentence. But I feel that a kid-safe Appaloosa stallion is worth $400. There is no such thing as a kid-safe Appaloosa stallion, people. I don't get it. Geld the sucker, and then maybe we can talk. But, oh, my God, that is not even a correct sentence. That has never been said, kid-safe Appaloosa stallion. Never has been uttered before until right now. Ridiculous.
You have a fun the next one. I want to see you do their name. The people that submitted it. By the way, the names we're giving out, let me clarify this again. The names we're giving out are not the people that wrote the ad. They're the people who submitted them to us, found them on Craigslist, and sent them off to us. Just want to clarify.
Yes, they are the ones who want to win the book.
Yes.
This came to us from Iphigenia Tuss. Iphigenia Tuss.
What was that again?
Iphigenia Tuss. If you have a complicated name and you submit something to us, phonetically spell your name because I will butcher it for fun. Although I might be right. I don't know. But Iphigenia found an ad, and I really, unfortunately, this posting was deleted after it was posted on Craigslist, and I can't imagine why, but I would like to contact this person because they are rehoming dragons. I said dragons. The title of the ad is Dragon for Rehoming. dragon for rehoming. And in the ad, I have a few dragons that I need to rehome. Please email me with any questions and for pictures. Figania, please tell me that you emailed this person for pictures.
Pictures? I know you want the pictures.
I want pictures! Person.
I guarantee you this person bought some lap drafts, too. I guarantee you.
Oh, petite lap drafts, the greatest purchase ever. Go ahead.
I do. I want to see the pictures, too. Please please send those over if you manage to get some of those. I'd love to have them. All right. Aubrey Miller sent in 15-quarter-old quarter horse mare. Spectacular. 16 hands, chestnut mare, free to good home. Good disposition, no vices. Last time we saddled her, she laid down in the road when we tightened the girth. We have no idea why she would do this. No other problems, but we don't know why she won't tolerate the saddle. Bareback was okay, though, and we can't afford to feed a horse we can't ride. You must transport. I really want to just call this person and say, you know, when the saddle causes that kind of problem, you either have a back issue or your horse's tummy really hurts. There's something wrong. So, and by the way, I would also consider laying down in the middle of the road of ice.
Why exactly? Last time we saddled her, she laid down in the road. Yeah, your horse has a problem. or it hates you, one or the other. The second one could be potential.
I guarantee you there's a physical problem with your horse. Something's going on.
Yeah.
Anna Cluxton
sent in the next one. The title really is an eye catcher. For sale. You know, this is the title for the sale. Horse. That is the title. Okay, here's the ad. I would like a good rideable whore. I have three Mimi whores and would like one for myself to ride and exercise the pony. The whores would have a good home. If you can no longer keep your whores, let's talk. Awesome! That's awesome!
I wonder, you gotta have
a whore that's rideable. It is of utmost importance that it's not a Mimi whore. It needs to be a big whore, and it needs to be a big rideable whore that would then get a good home. So if you can't keep your whore, go ahead and give her a call.
And she did spell it H-O-R-E-S all the way through the ad, to clarify.
I wasn't making fun of that. I wasn't making that up. Thank you, Anna, for sending that in. Let me know if you find out anymore.
I wonder how many guys
anymore.
Called wanting to adopt her horse. Just a thought.
If this is from Craigslist, plenty.
Wendy Taylor sent this one in. Mare for sale, $500 in Prineville. I have a 6-year-old mare, Paint, that is a good trail horse and a good workhorse. She needs a little reworking and needs to be broke for her pasture mate. I am in great need to find her a new home quick and fast. So if interested, please contact me and she will sell quick. And this is the reason why, and I kind of felt bad for this person. I need to fix a septic tank. That is why she needs to go. You know, if your toilet ain't working, I don't blame you for selling the horse quick. So I'm kind of on your side on this one. I kind of feel bad for this particular person. I hope she was able to sell her horse at $500 so she could fix the septic tank.
Well, you know what? They should talk to the next ad because they're also selling a horse for $500. And this one came from Samantha DeMoss. Well, first of all, these horses are ridiculously priced. I mean, we haven't had one horse that's been priced over $500. The last one was $350, up from $100. I mean, good Lord, people, you're asking just ridiculous amounts of money. The next one is a 4-year-old mare. 4-year-old mare, $500. I love the honesty. Samantha, thank you for submitting this. This mare is a one-horse rodeo. Her name is Bad Girl, and for a very good reason. She's had very little handling and has never been broken.
This mare is a one-horse rodeo. That's perfect.
I do appreciate the honesty and lack of description. You've said it all. $500, 4 years old. It's a one-horse rodeo. Her name is Bad Girl for a good reason. That's great.
Yeah, there's a reason our cat's name is Beast, too. And if anybody wants to adopt him after this week, come on over. I'll give you our address. All right, Jamie found this one, and I love this one. This is the Craigslist ad, right, Jamie? footnote?
Yeah, Craigslist best of.
Yeah, okay. All right. Girlfriend says my lab must go. New girlfriend is not a fan of my 8-year-old lab and says I need to make a Craigslist ad to find him a good home. So here you go, honey. Free to good home. One jealous, nagging, dog-hating girlfriend. Make an offer or look in the free section if she keeps it up and gets kicked to the curb.
Free to good home, one jealous, nagging, dog-hating girlfriend.
And the winner of Really Bad Ads this week. This one's a little longer, but bear with us. I think Jamie's going to do a good job reading it. This one's a little longer, but believe me, once I started reading this, I couldn't stop. So it's terrific. And you'll be able to relate to this. Every female out there will be able to relate to this.
Okay, here's the ad. Winner, Kelly Utter, you're going to get the book about Snowman. It's fantastic. So you're very lucky. But thank you for sending this one in. I'm just going to read the ad. Here we go. Once upon a time, in a land called materialism, an adolescent female was mortified to discover that she was the only rider in her barn, not to mention the entire universe, whose saddle had a pair of stirrup irons that retailed for under $100. She went home and cried, begged, campaigned, and pleaded with her dismayed parents to save her from this life-ruining state by providing her with better and more sophisticated stirrups. If she did not soon ride in pricier stirrups, she simply would die. Period. End of story. Her concerned parents asked around and did some research and reluctantly purchased a pair of pricey but highly recommended Herm Springer System 4 safety stirrups and presented them to their daughter as a gift on Christmas morning. Upon unwrapping the stirrups, her eyes widened and she squealed in delight and thanked her mother and father profusely for saving her life and her barn popularity status and sparing her any future association with those basic low-priced things, end quote. She happily disappeared into her room, taking her boxed stirrups of enlightenment with her. Her parents turned to one another with tears in their eyes and said to the other, "Don't we have a great daughter, honey?" Mwah. The other agreed, and they contentedly put the Great Stirrup miniseries to rest. Flash forward 3 months. This same daughter announces she is, air quotes, retiring from riding. Oh, are you 65 now? Her bemused mother thought to herself, in order to spend more time with her friends. Seeing this as an opportunity to sever the umbilical cord from the checkbook to the barn, her parents wholeheartedly supported the daughter's decision. Her horse and all of its many accessories were soon sold off. Flash forward 1 year. Their beloved daughter, now away at college, mom and dad decide to make some much-needed changes around the house. Part of this plan is to reclaim their daughter's room as a home office for themselves and to relocate her belongings to a smaller guest room. With her disinterested consent via telephone, they proceeded to pack up their daughter's room. Saving the worst for last, they flipped a coin to decide who had the unpleasant task of emptying the closet of dishonor, a space where all things unwanted, unloved, unused, or all three were tossed into and forgotten by their daughter. The girl's mother lost the coin toss, and she cautiously entered the closet while her father surveyed from a safe distance. Only minutes later, he heard a cry of disbelief from his wife, followed by many expletives, followed by their daughter's name. She emerged from the closet, holding something behind her back. The look on her face was the very definition of pure rage as she prompted her husband to guess what she had found. Fearing the worst, he asked, "Is it anything illegal, embarrassing, or carcinogenic?" "No, but something that cost us a great deal of money, sleep, and sanity," she replied, and then revealed her found closet treasure. Another round of curses exploded as her husband took them in the Herm Springer stirrups from the previous Christmas, the ones they had proudly given to their poor, under-stirrupped and desperate daughter. The box had been excavated from his wife from beneath a mountain of forgotten sweaters and purses. It was still sealed and unopened, and the stirrups of enlightenment had obviously not been used once. Eyes narrowed. They stared at each other. "Punish," one said. "No, humiliate," spat the other. They thought and conspired, and then finally, through gritted teeth and the teeth in an icy tone, one broke the silence. Don't we have a great daughter? Question mark. That same evening, this eBay ad was comprised by one while the other went to make a surprise phone call to their daughter. So, for sale by auction by two very angry parents is a pair of Herm Springer System 4 English stirrups size 4.5. They are still brand spanking new in their original sealed box and typically retail for about $230. They have sat safely enveloped and protected from the world and the elements under a pile of unappreciated sweaters in our daughter's Chamber of Horrors closet and will arrive to their highest bidding new owner completely pristine and ready for work. These are high-quality stirrups that deserve a chance to prove their reputation for excellent performance. We hope they will go to someone who will use them and love them. If you are buying them for a teenage female, we don't want to know about it.
Very well read.
I'm going to go take a nap now. However, Kelly Utter, you get the book, baby. Woo-hoo! And I got to do that, and that was very fun for me.
Now, what was that thing that your dad bought for you that you never used?
I'll have to mull that over for the weekend and probably make a phone call to him.
That'll be Monday's question, and we'll hope your dad's not listening on Monday. All right, <that's... laughs>
you know what though? I got to tell you that I bought something for my brother one time. Like, this was a huge purchase, and it was a autographed Dale Murphy baseball bat. Big deal. He was like the brave. His number's retired. It's very hard to find. I got an autographed Dale Murphy baseball bat. And when I was moving to Phoenix, I went downstairs to see if I could find anything. And alas, in his closet of shame, laying underneath a pile of clothes, was said autographed Dale Murphy bat. Guess where autographed Dale Murphy bat is right now?
Hanging on your wall?
It's in my mantle, baby. He didn't even know it. He hasn't even realized that 3.5 years ago, I stole his autographed Dale Murphy bat, and it is now in my house. So there you go. It happens all the time.
Well, you know, at least you have one happy memory of the Atlanta Braves.
Oh, jeez, Glenn! Oh,
all right,
God.
Everybody, thank you so much for submitting the ads. You can submit next week's ads. Just send it to Jennifer at HorseRadioNetwork.com. Thank you so much, everybody. This was a great week of ads here. We appreciate it. And Kelly, I think we have your address. If we don't, just send it to Jennifer at HorseRadioNetwork.com and we'll get the book out to you. And that's it for this week. Have a terrific weekend, everybody. Do some horsey things. Give your horse a hug for us. We really appreciate it. Oh, wait a minute. There's one more ad. I forgot about this one. Can I read this one? Will you let me? Okay.
I'll let you go out with it. So everybody have a fantastic weekend. Hopefully, I still haven't heard a tractor drive up, so tractor guy's not here yet. To do my arena, I will let you know on Monday how that goes. Everybody, please spay, neuter, and geld. Take it out, Glenn, with the last really bad ad.
Well, this was sent in by our friend Chantel, and Chantel, thank you for sending this. And Jamie, I think this is meant for you in case this morning gig doesn't work out or I fire you for some reason. It says, Driving Horse Gentlemen's Club in Baltimore, Maryland. Dancers needed, and support staff coming soon for up-and-coming Gentlemen's Club in the downtown region of Baltimore, Maryland. What used to be Baltimore's stage door on 5 Commerce Street is soon under construction to be one of Baltimore's hottest new gentlemen's clubs. Fully equipped with 2-story premier sports bar and a restaurant, we are looking for experienced, outgoing, and hardworking entertainers. If you are fun-loving, energetic, and want to get in on the ground floor, this is the opportunity for you. We are currently only looking for dancers right now. We've done construction yet, and we have no other positions to be filled. If you're interested, please contact me. Think about it. There's no building, no anything, and he's looking for the dancers already. Who are they going to dance for, the construction workers?
And this is the only reason that Chantel found this to send to us is that the name of the new club is going to be Diving Horse Gentleman's Club. There's a horse in it, I guess.
Oh, I read it as Driving Horse. You're right. It's Diving Horse Gentleman's Club. Well, I only have one more thing to say after that. See you at Peelers.
You're bad.